Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountainhead. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday and welcome back to Stoke. It's Jane, and I'm so excited. It's my favorite day of the week, as I'm sure it's obviously yours too. This week, we have a great episode set up for you. The theme is story songs. So to me, as a kid, I always used to ask my dad to play me some of his favorite music, and I just was really loving songs that had a story being told within it, not just through like lyrics, but actually like a story weaved within it, and I just couldn't help but like adore everything he showed me. So this week I've kind of curated some of my childhood favorite story songs, as well as some songs I've picked up kind of along the way, but that's the key this week, is a story kind of being told within the song, if not maybe a story that I have to share along with it. But I'm so excited for you guys. This is definitely one close to my heart, so can't wait for you guys to hear. The first song is one of my all-time favorite bands, and this song is definitely by far cracking my top three of all time. Crazy list, I know. But we've got Wings and Paul McCartney with Band on the Run, and I can't help for you guys. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I always take it as a sign if I hear it out in the open, and I'm sure some of you will too. So here's your fine sign on this beautiful Tuesday morning. This is Band on the Run.
Four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one dies again like you, Mama. You.
fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
That was Fontaine's DC with Sundowner. Before that, we had Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And then, like I said before, we had Band on the Run by Wings. Band on the Run to me is just like, I don't know why I loved it as a kid, but it was like the thought of these like, I mean, because it's like a song about the Beatles to me, and it's them like wanting to find like shelter and just like be the small band again and not be seen as these huge pop stars anymore. And I don't know, just something about it to me just always like rang true. And I just loved the idea of a band running away from their own fame. And I don't know, I think it's just an ingenious lyricism and things by Paul and his team, but I don't know, that song's always gonna have a special place in my heart. Obviously we had to pop in some Canadian Neil Young in there. Our House is a good older tune, and as well as some new Fontaine's DC. That is the name I find at the tip of my tongue every time I tell people new bands. It is so good. This band from Ireland giving like new Oasis to me, kind of like Blur Oasis vibes, but like now in the 2025, you know what I mean? Like it's just a great new punky alt band. It's awesome. If you haven't heard their new album, it just came out. I got lucky enough to get it for Christmas and have been pumping that vinyl all day, every day, and I can't recommend it anymore. So coming up, I have three songs that I found over COVID. I kind of got into running over COVID because there's nothing else to do, and some of these songs just like spoke to me as I was running. And I don't know if you've ever got the runner's high, but sometimes a good song can just keep you pushing and going for forever. So these three songs definitely did that for me, and they have some fun messages in them too. So give the songs a listen. They're super, super neat. Just a fun, kind of sometimes sad, but good story. Get into it. The first song is My Smile is Extinct.
My good friend's house. when I was just a boy. We'll call it 15 or so. I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in my bones. That girl who's next to me.
Wait, like right next to me. Oh,
she found herself bored to tears. She realized if she wanted conversation, she's out of luck for 3 more years. Change had grown inside my awkwardly long limbs and bones. That girl who's next to me, she's friendly and thoughtful and quite awfully pretty, but all she has to say is a meathead themed monologue on why Brad ran away. She said, all I can hope for is for me to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more. Was with me. He needed more than me. I'm friendly and thoughtful and quite awfully pretty, but he needed more than me. When I felt that I should leave, we'll call it midnight or so, I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in her bones. That girl who's next to me, she don't know her worth in this town, 'cause her face starts to shine when that meathead behind me is grinning as he's checking her out. I said, all I can hope for is for you to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more.
Yeah.
tell me that nobody else touches you like me.
Well, in that block there, we had My Smile is Extinct by Kane Strang, Tears Over Beers by Modern Baseball, and then that last one was An Ode to a Conversation Stuck in Your Throat by Delwater Gap. An Ode to a Conversation is such a good song. Like, even in studio, when that song came on, I just immediately stopped doing what I was doing and just had to listen because it's just such a strong tune to me. Like, it just like takes over everything and I have to listen to it. I don't know what drugs they put in that song, but I am eating them up and I love them, so I can't help myself. But such good song. Great band too, Delwater Gap. I highly recommend whatever they make. It's quite good. And just the story in that song, it's just like such a like a heartbreaking one, but also just like strong relationships. It's just so good. I love that. Anyways, coming up, I have a couple songs that are truly also gonna be on that like top 10 playlist that I'll eventually make of my favorite songs of all time. But I had to give the hip a call and put them in this playlist because, one, we're in Kingston. Two, I was in KCVI the other day practicing rugby, and I can't help but think about the fact that the Tragically Hip met maybe where I was standing. And I was just like, oh my God, I have to play them this week. So we got Bob Cajun coming up, which just like after watching their documentary and hearing people talk about like the lyrics in that song and how like poetic it is, I'm like, it's a crime if I don't put it in this. So that's coming up. We also got The Killers, which, like, Hot Fuss could be on repeat forever in my head, and I would never be mad about it. But kind of an ode to last week, we got a song, kind of like a hidden gem as well, Smile Like You Mean It, is coming up. And I don't know if many people, you definitely recognize it, but I don't know if you know the title of it, but great, great song. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. But I'll let Gord Downie talk to you right now. But we got Bob Cajun.
Sky was dull and hypothetical, and got you off my mind. So I'm at your house this morning, just a little after nine. 'Cause it was in Bob Cajun where I saw the constellations reveal themselves one star at a time.
Smile like you mean it.
well, we're getting into the long stretch here, but that was Smile Like You Mean It by The Killers and Bob Cajun by The Tragically Hip. Coming up, we've got some heavier tunes, but definitely ones that I couldn't recommend enough. Like, if I had to put two songs into an envelope and give it to someone to listen to and it would change their life, like Give Me an Alien or something, I would do it because they're so good. I have three songs left for you. The first one is Do Not Wait by Wallows. I know we hit Wallows last week, but what did I say? They're my favorite band. You're gonna hear a lot of them, and sorry about it, but they're great. This song has, it's so different than what they usually give. It's like very layered, a bit slow. You wouldn't think it would be one of their bigger hits, but they actually were opening their concerts this year with this song, and I literally would pay with anything to have been there. But it's such a good song. It just very builds and ebbs and flows, and it's just, can't wait for you guys to hear that one. After that, one of my favorite songs, people like meme me for it, but it's Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. It's, I know it's like a classic song, people like the story within the song, I know it's a bit like rough around the edges, but to me it's just powerful. Like, it's a, like a piece on society in the States where, like, obviously it's about a heavier topic, but it's just like, it's saying like, why do people have to deal with this? Like, why are kids put in a place where they feel this way and have to resort to violence and doing that? And it, like, why is this still happening in today's world? And why do we have to wake up and see the news and this happen? So it just, although it's like an older song, it still holds so much power to me, and I'm sure to other people. So, like, it's a song I can't skip. I'm never gonna skip it on a playlist. I hear it anywhere, I'm stopping and I'm listening to the song. So that's another good one. And I'm not gonna tell you the last song, it's a surprise. If we have time, maybe I'll give you a little blurb in the middle, but maybe I'll give you an extra song too, who knows. It's a wild card day, so those two are coming up. Hope you enjoy. Also, if you forgot, you're listening to CFRC. It's a community radio show. We appreciate any of the support you guys can give us. I'm happy enough to be part of it and would love to be part of it for a long time now. So support us in any way you can, especially by listening. So let's just do that. Enjoy.
Got your pictures up on the wall. myself in trash bags in the pool. Oh, guess what? You have a sister now. Because you don't want to shake this hard, don't worry about me.
Oh,
Ugh, I'm still humming that song as it's finishing right now. It's so good. Like I said, it's unskippable to me. I just, that's Foster the People for you. I love them. All right, our mystery song that I wasn't going to tell you, but now I have to. This is from my favorite movie of all time. Not an exaggeration. If you're close with me, I hope you know the answer to this. But it's Surf's Up. And I really want to do an episode coming up where we play songs from movies that like have like changed your life or whatever. And at the end of Surf's Up, they play this song and it just like epitomizes the entire movie, let alone the entire soundtrack to that movie is insane. And I could do 2 hours talking about it. But this song just is like fun, happy-go-lucky, all of the above. Although the band is kind of a one-hit wonder type vibe, unfortunately, it's still this song like they hit gold making this, so I like could sit and revel in it for as long as I can. Another song that if I hear, it's a good sign to me. Again, me and my sister have this funny thing where like if we ever hear it, we have to like text each other or like send it to each other or run up to each other. And over the break we were hitting the town and we were at this bar and this song came on and we weren't together. And then all of a sudden the seas parted basically. And we ran up to each other and as the first notes were hitting, we were like, oh my God, we have to like dance with each other as the song comes on. Cause it's so good. It's such a awesome song. And I wish more people knew about it and would play it. And I wish it was a staple at parties. Cause I think it should be. So it's a staple at my party. So at the Stoke party, we're finishing it off. It's the last song of the night and it's the best song ever, dare I say. So here we go. I'll stop talking. Thanks for listening this week. We're going to be done after this, but I told you it'd get better from here. So this is You Get What You Give by New Radicals. Thanks so much for listening again, guys. You guys are awesome. I'll see you next week, and happy Tuesday, everyone.
Morning, students. Question.
If Queens doesn't offer its workers a fair contract by February 3rd, who will be affected? Anyone? Answer. Those who live in residence, use university facilities, eat in campus cafeterias, and attend classes and labs.
So basically everyone.
Correct. It's time for Queens to take responsibility.